Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich said persons who received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine more than 5 months ago will experience some symptoms if they contract COVID-19. Dr. Kizabich said this is because the vaccine may not offer robust protection against the Omicron variant of COVID-19.
The Omicron is evading, or the vaccines we have currently are not as robust against the Omicron as they have been with other variants. So research coming out of South Africa and the UK suggests that as of now, anybody who has had a vaccine more than the last of their second dose of vaccine was more than 5 months ago should have a booster, because the immunity caused by the vaccine to Omicron decreases significantly. It's still there, you still have immunity, you're still less likely to be become seriously ill, you're still less likely to die, but your immunity to symptomatic disease, meaning a fever, sore throat, which are the classic things, headache, sore throat with the Omicron, the capacity for the vaccines to prevent that, those symptoms, is significantly decreased after 5 months. And so you have a lot of persons who were fully vaccinated, say, ending July last year, who are now positive for COVID. So that's another significant change.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich. Regionally, the Barbados-based Caribbean Tourism Organization, CTO, says it remains positive about the continued rebound of the tourism industry, even in the face of the uncertainty caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. And in Guyana, the government has confirmed that 15 children have died as a result of the novel coronavirus since the country recorded its first case of the virus in March 2020. Internationally, Hong Kong authorities said they will kill about 2,000 small animals, including hamsters, after several tested positive for the coronavirus at a pet store where an employee was also infected. Meanwhile, experts said children who have become fussy eaters could be displaying a post-COVID smell and taste disorder. Parosmia, a symptom where people experience strange smell distortions, is a well-documented side effect in adults who have had COVID-19. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.